You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
That's right. On 1510wwbc.com, you can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices. And then, of course, we share all of those shows and archive them as well. They're archived there on 1510 WWBC under the On Demand button. We're on each and every Monday under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, we share all of that on our social media channels as well as our website, which is SitaMediaInc.com. And there you can search for names or search for topics right there on the website.
That's
and
right.
Happy Monday, Sita.
Thank you. So for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends for the first time, our show is very fun, it's unscripted, it's educational and very informative, and we try to give everyone a platform on our show, whether they want to talk about advocacy for clean air, water, sunshine, solar energy, maybe someone wants to talk about financial literacy, we have folks that are running for office. We just have everyone and anybody who wants to write a book, market a book, talk about writing a book, whatever it is, if you can help us to compensate the airtime for our station so that we can't stay on air, we welcome you. This is our 15th year. We just renewed pretty much for another year to stay on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And we're pretty good. And Danny here told us last week to make it 2 years.
Right, exactly.
I think Danny wants me to come in with a pair of crutches and a wheelchair.
We're on Danny's retirement plan.
Whatever it takes.
That's right. And so I have the most wonderful guest that my co-host Ellen and I interview on the show. We have our friend Allie Tambor that comes by every week. She's like the cheerleader and Danny Whiting runs our board. And we speak to people from all walks of life, all professions. And our goal on the Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is to make sure that we understand that it's our inherent right to leave our planet a better place than we found it. Who knows? We are. Yeah. I think we are.
We are too. At least we're trying.
And so I'm just back from Rhode Island. I went and I saw the beautiful Newport and what wonderful people in the New England states. I won't elaborate because I don't want to take my airtime away from my lovely guest. My friend Stacey Donovan is here and she is the Director of Development for New Life Mission right here in Brevard County, Florida. And then our second segment, our friend Amy Lund, who is the CFO of Champion Home Health. Amy is actually one of my really good friends, and she was one of the people that believed in our show, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, from the day it was born.
Yeah, way
back. She was always a supporter, and I love what she's doing with the Home Health Agency and all the services that she has for the elderly and children and everybody else. But without further ado, we're going to speak with our friend Stacey and talk about the Christ-centered environment in which they try to transform people's life, troubled people, people who need assistance at New Life Mission. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Hey, Sita. I'm glad to be here today.
Thank
you so much for having me.
So you've been part of our show as well, and you're also a good supporter of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And we, you know, we see the effects of what New Life Mission is doing all over Brevard County, Florida. And I bet it must feel rewarding knowing what you all are doing.
It's a great organization. It's been around for 16 years. Formerly, Brevard Rescue Mission, Steve Glavas founded the organization in 2009. And for 16 years, we've been serving single moms with children who are homeless. just before the pandemic, we rebranded to New Life Mission. The funny story, as I hear it, is they were getting so many calls for animal rescue that it was one of the reasons that they decided to rebrand to call New Life Mission.
Yeah, and it's like divine intervention that her name is Stacia Glavis, and yours is Stacy as well.
Well, hers is Stasia.
Stasia.
So yeah, there's an yeah, A at the end of her name, but I will tell you that I have to correct people a few times who, when I go to an event,
yes,
they think that I'm the founder. I'm very quick to
even my old emails them. When I typed in, her name comes up before. I'm like, no, it's not her. It's Stacy Donovan.
Yeah, I'm not the founder.
Yes.
I'm just,
yes. What year was it founded?
In 2009, Stasia was walking her dog in her neighborhood. She lived in Merritt Island. And she came across a young mom with her baby, a newborn baby, in medical distress on her front lawn. Got her to her home and saw the conditions that she was living in and really couldn't believe that this was happening in her neighborhood. She wanted to help, but she didn't know how, so she just decided to be her friend. She mentored this mom to self-sufficiency and felt a calling on her life to do this for other women in Brevard County.
How fabulous.
And that's really what started Brevard Rescue Mission.
She was on the show, remember? And she spoke. That was the story. I remember that story. Like as soon as you brought it up, it was amazing. And, 16 years later, we're still talking about it. So what a great... So, Stacia, thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, Stacia retired a couple of years ago. Yes. And Amy Lyon became the CEO and is currently the CEO of New Life Mission. And we have four properties. The most recent acquisition was the old Hacienda Girls Ranch in Malvern, 25-acre campus that we now have as our fourth campus.
And I noticed that you all focus a lot on education, accountability, and goal advancement, and that's right where you come in because you're director of development.
So we have our wonderful program team. They work directly with the families, the moms. We have a kids academy director because we offer free childcare for the moms that are in our program. We have a business department that handles everything, HR and finance. And then we have the development department, which I am the director of that department. And so we really are in charge of, community engagement, getting out into the community, talking about the mission, fundraising, community awareness.
Right. And the nice thing about New Life Mission for listeners who are tuning into Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today is that you guys help people so much to break that cycle of homelessness, poverty, and domestic violence, all these things. So where do you get your referrals from for the people that partake with New Life Mission?
Sure. So we get our referrals a couple different ways. Community awareness, word of mouth. If you were to dial 211 in Brevard, it's an information hotline, and we are listed under people that need help who are homeless. We have referrals from churches. We have referrals from other organizations in our community that serve the homeless. And our application is on our website, which is the first place to go if you want to learn more about the program. There's a phone number to follow up on your application. We take single mothers with children. So if you are in an open domestic violence case, we might refer you to another organization like Serene Harbor, who is set up with, a safe house.
Yeah.
If you are currently in addiction, we would send you to other organizations like Helen's House, the Women's Center, to get help. Because we have moms that these women come from those, and they live in a group setting with us, so we have to protect the families that we have now, and we welcome them to come back to apply for the program once they are
accepted.
Sober living for a year. Once their domestic violence case is clear and they're safe, that's how people find us. Also churches, church awareness, getting out into the community. We know that people go to churches for help. So just letting everybody know who we are and what we do. And
so you're not an emergency housing or temporary housing type of a situation.
Yeah,
it's an application
yes.
process. So Again, from a referral standpoint, though, a lot of people, do people kind of find themselves homeless? Is it a surprise? Like, or is there a way for somebody to plan ahead and say that they need help beforehand to be able to access some of your services? So maybe not live on campus, but certainly if they're in the risk factor of becoming homeless, is that something that you would be able to participate?
So this is for women with children who are homeless or at risk for becoming homeless.
Right. And since the doors opened, I read where you've helped over 500 families. Thank you all so much.
It's actually over 500 individuals.
Yes.
We are a long-term program. We're not an emergency shelter. So when people come into the program, they work through a four-phased program where we are empowering, educating, and equipping them to self-sufficiency. So when they come in, they're coming in with their children. We offer free childcare. These women are coming from different backgrounds, addiction, prison, trafficking, trauma, generational poverty.
Yeah.
And
I'm happy you touched on human trafficking, because a lot of people don't understand how big that is right now, what a huge problem that is in the state of Florida, especially Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's very prevalent in the area. Many of our women who, they don't acknowledge that they were trafficked. But so we've got women that come from all different backgrounds. They work through that program in about 2 years. We offer free childcare for their children, which has been a huge focus for us over the last couple of years. These women, we send them back to school. We give them a case manager. They're working through financial coaching. They're working through their trauma, mental health counseling, biblical counseling. We are faith-based. Yeah. But we also have an eye on their children. These little children whose moms have been homeless, couch surfing. We've had moms living in the woods. We have moms that live in their cars with their children.
Yeah.
And the way that homelessness impacts a child, it very often manifests itself through behavior.
Right. It's traumatic.
It's very traumatic. Yes. So much trauma in their little body, they don't really know how to communicate that. So very often their behavior is how they're communicating, and it's often, you know, they're hitting or biting or yelling or screaming.
Or not listening.
Don't know how to use their words.
Well, you know, what I like about the New Life Mission, too, is once you take somebody into the program, once somebody applies and to get into the program, you teach them about financial literacy. And you help the moms. It is faith-based, which is good. And I think that's a good thing, because everybody needs some sort of spirituality or faith. But I like how you teach the woman to set goals, and you work with the approaches towards those goals as well. And in essence, you're teaching the children as well how to set goals and approaches and have that mission.
Yeah, so our case management team, they're just wonderful. They're wonderful. They really are life coaches for the family. They set the milestones that make sense for that individual mom. They have their individual case plans where they're attainable goals for each mom. They're held accountable to those goals to make sure that they meet those goals and that they're on track for graduation. We see that moms graduate in about 2 years. 90% of the women who graduate our program do not return to homelessness. That's an amazing statistic.
Oh, that's a great number.
Yeah. And I've been there, and I've seen the classroom, the children's daycare area. I've seen the play area. I've seen the little apartments. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. You it does have a feeling of, you know, we love you, we care about you, and we're going to help you to get out of this situation. And that's what people, when they're troubled and they're homeless and they're going through hard times, they don't need anybody to judge them. That's what they need, is that love and that compassion and empathy. And I think you all do that very well. But this has to be paid somehow. And so let us know, how our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends know, about the events that are coming up and how they can help the women, the children, the folks that are coming to New Life Mission for assistance.
Sure. So we do a couple of fundraising events a year. We have one coming up at the American Muscle Car Museum on Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., You can go to www.newlifemission.org to find our event page and register. This is our second annual Opening Doors for Women event. The purpose was really founded on the need for more men to be involved with the mission. We've got a lot of women, but, you know, we talked about this earlier, just the important role of fathers in the lives of children. And really, that's kind of how it started, but it's really just evolved to a community awareness event. Opening Doors for Women, the idea behind even naming that was that event was kind of like that chivalry of opening a door for women. That chivalry didn't begin because women weren't able to open the door, but it was because women back
there was
in that time,
yeah, yes, there was dresses, a man, there was a real man.
The dresses were so big that they couldn't even, like those hoop dresses, they couldn't
I never
even
thought
reach,
about that.
They couldn't even reach the door.
Yeah.
And so that's how that simple act of opening a door for women began.
Is that what it was all of? I never thought about the dresses being that big and they can't get. And that is true, but even with Indian outfits, we can't get all that stuff in.
So it was just a simple act of kindness and really just a way to engage the community in a different way, because our spring event that's been around for over a decade is a lunchtime, daytime event. Lots of women are coming. It's kind of a friend raiser where they come for lunch and they invite their friends to sit at the table with them. It's a wonderful event. It raises, you know, a quarter of our operating budget, but we really wanted something in the evening that had a different vibe. And so the owner of the American Muscle Car Museum, you know, he only opens that museum for nonprofit events. And so we were really grateful to get the opportunity to be one of the nonprofits that is supported by the museum. So we have The Creek, which is a local jazz band that's pretty well known in the area, is going to be playing for us that night. We've got heavy hors d'oeuvres being served. There will be drinks, refreshments. There'll be live music, and there will also be a live auction and a silent auction, which we're very excited about. It's a way for...
And what date is all this?
It's on Thursday, October 23rd, 6 p.m. We're going to hear from a graduate of the program who's going to share her story. And we're just really excited about it. So that's coming up on the 23rd, but we actually have one coming up next week. It's not, this is more of an awareness raiser. And we're going to be sitting on a bench. We're sharing a bench in downtown Melbourne on October 9th and 10th.
And what time?
It starts at 3 p.m. on Thursday, October 9th, and it goes all the way through to Friday, October 10th, which is World Homeless Day, at 3 p.m. And we're going to be at the bench, which is located at 407 New Haven. The building that it's in front of is To Write Love on Our Arms, which, you know, is suicide prevention. And the goal is to share the bench and invite the community to sit down and have open dialogue, authentic conversations, unscripted, to really talk about homelessness, mental health. And it is an event that came from CityGate, which is an organization that has hundreds of rescue missions that are faith-based in their organization. And so it's a 24-hour live stream across the nation. So it's a very
unique
opportunity.
It's wonderful that Melbourne was able to get involved with something like that, too.
And we are sharing the bench with Buddy, with CETA, that's been around for 48 years. So him and Amy are going to sit on the bench together for 24 hours, and we're looking for people to go to our website and find conversations on a bench. Click on the live stream link. There will be ways to listen in. You can comment. You can follow along throughout the 24 hours. You can donate and find out how to get involved. We're also looking for people to stop by and bring coffee. We've got to stay up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Coffee, breakfast, lunch, dinner, donuts, Red Bull.
I'm so glad that you're doing that, because from personal experience, what I notice sometimes is, you know, I attend a lot of events in town, lunches, dinners, whatever, fundraisers. And I remember attending one fundraiser a while back at one of the country clubs. And the women were there with their friends, and they had donated generously and everything. They were honoring a certain girl for overcoming adversity of homelessness and domestic violence and just a terrible life with parents. She was a bit of a runaway at one point in her life as well. And the person who was being honored was kind of sort of by herself while everybody else was talking and laughing and visiting with their friends. And so my daughter and I went up to her and we started chatting. And it dawned on me that a lot of the people there, even though they're donating and they're giving, they're not having that conversation with this girl to find out how did you get to the spot where you were assisted with so much stuff in your life and you're about to graduate from high school. So I think sometimes, even though people donate and they care about certain missions, they don't take the time to listen to what caused a family to be homeless. What happened to a child? Was their father in the home? Were there elders? Was there somebody given guidance? Like, how did you get in this situation where you walked in with tears in your eyes and a ripped suitcase or things in a pillowcase in the night because your life is taking a bad turn?
Yeah, I'll personalize it a little bit with a story. We've met so many beautiful women who have just grown up. We've had some moms go through the program that actually lived at the hacienda, which, you know, they took care of foster children, foster girls for 30 years. We have had women come through our program as mothers who lived at the hacienda. And that really does speak to the generational cycles of poverty that exist. We had a mom that came in about 6 months ago. She didn't graduate high school and found herself pregnant and alone. Came into the program about 6 months ago. Her son was 4. He wasn't speaking. And she was living in her car. She would drop her son off at someone's house at night, and she would, in her car, she was living on the at the rest stop off 95, and she would swap sides of the highway each night, and car literally held together by duct tape. And so they came into the program, and when her son, who was 4 years old, spent some time in the kids' academy and just had that safe, there was a safe environment. He was greeted every morning by women, his teachers, who were loving and caring for him. She had a place to go and lie her head at night that she wasn't afraid. And after just 4 months, we learned that her son needed glasses. So we had an event for back to school, and the Satellite Beach Lions Club does free vision testing.
Yeah.
Did some vision testing there. Found out that he really had some pretty
issues.
Bad vision.
Yeah.
So we put him in glasses. She got connected with case management and went back to school. In just 4 short months, she received her GED. Her son is speaking in full sentences.
Oh, my God.
He's thriving in preschool right now. In just a short time, I mean, it really... These women just need someone
to care,
show them a way out.
Yes. Well, for listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today, we're speaking with the Director of Development, Stacy Donovan, for New Life Mission. And their mission is to permanently break the generational cycle of homelessness by providing homeless women with children safe shelter, education, health counseling, access to healthcare, transportation, just about nutrition and job training as well. You find a lot of people that they don't have the proper nutritional diets as well.
Yeah, they haven't had any. Many of the women haven't really held jobs. So we really are, our approach is holistic. So it's physical health, spiritual health, mental health, and financial health. The program wraps around them. It takes them about 2 years. Once they graduate the program, most of our moms have increased their credit score to the point where they are able to go out and
get their own apartment. Yes,
they are paying off their debt while they're in their program. Most of our moms have thousands of dollars in the bank, really setting them up for success. They also have an opportunity to live in our graduate housing, which is affordable housing for the women who have graduated the program for another 2 years. So 4 years.
Yeah, you really see them family. Through, right up, right through. Now, there are some people who are very compassionate and they would like to donate some money. So talk to us a little bit about the Legacy Foundation, the part of where people can donate.
So you can go to www.newlife-mission.org to click donate now. Our legacy donors are people that want to support these mothers with a new legacy. We know that many of these women are coming from generational poverty. The legacy that they were passing down to their children was continued poverty, dysfunction. And so
you're breaking the cycle.
We are breaking the cycle. And now these families have a new legacy to pass down to their children. And we are inviting our community to be part of that, continuing just to pass on a legacy. If you have the capability, you know, to give, becoming a monthly supporter is one of the best ways to help us because we can just count on that each month. So if you go to our website, there's a couple of options. You can make a one-time gift. You can become a monthly donor. And you can also give us a call if you want to take a tour. We would love to take you around. I remember taking you
yes,
around.
Yes, I loved it.
It really does.
So we have, way. We have 2 minutes left. And really quick, volunteers are like the lifeblood of any organization. You all are always looking for mentors to come in, and whether it's to help in the garden outside or paint. But, I mean, they do have to have a background check. I know that. But talk to us a little quickly. What are the needs right now? Who are you looking for to help in the volunteering department?
Well, I just signed up, just so that's how easy it is.
Awesome.
It took 5 minutes.
So you'll sing.
Well, I can do, because I worked for WeVenture, so I can do career counseling and those types of things as well. But I looked at the list. You're absolutely right. It's everything from facilities maintenance to child care and child development, if you will, to adult development as well.
Yeah, or we like to meet people, find out what their skill set is. Yeah. Take them around and
find a good fit
for them.
Yeah. So give us again the dates of the events and a website where people can purchase their tickets, or maybe if they want to donate towards a legacy program or volunteer, where they can go and sign up.
www.newlife-mission.org will take you to our event site, donate page, volunteer, get involved, take a tour.
Yeah,
everything is available. And Stacy, S-T-A-C-I newlife-mission.org is my email.
Right.
I'd love to get to know you and appreciate all of your support. Thank you so much for having us
today. I do feel as though the women who graduate from the program can go back into those communities that they were in at one point and help other women as well.
Yeah, we encourage them to stay involved. Not everybody wants to remember.
Yeah.
Right.
But we encourage the graduates that are in our graduate housing. They come back often and they pour into the women that are new, that are at that point where they're frustrating. They're not sure that they can do this. And so our graduates are pouring into them. Even the current women who are maybe in a higher level of the program than they are, they're just so beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing to see these women encouraging the new moms coming in, and they are doing so much better together knowing that they have that support system.
Right, and I like that they walk and this is a Christian-based organization, with Christ, because we do see a difference with people that have faith. I see it a lot. And I just want to encourage people that it doesn't matter what faith you believe in, it's important.
It's not a requirement to come in or to graduate, but we believe that true transformation comes from a relationship with Jesus. And that is the foundation of our program, of everything that we're doing with these families. And we're just putting it in front of them. It's ultimately their decision, but we are loving them like Jesus loves us. And we know that he has commanded us to take care of women and children and to take care of the poor. And we are living that.
What a beautiful mission of the New Life Mission. Thank you so much. I mean, every day we learn something new, right? And I think love is the force that moves the universe.
Yes.
And was there any, another
example of a hand up and not a hand out, mm-hmm. you know, those types of things. I love the fact that New Life Mission has their financial reporting right on the website.
Well, they very don't want you to come there if you're coming to fool around. It's right. serious business.
No, but I mean, it's very transparent yeah. for the community to see what changes are there, because there's a lot of nonprofits out there that, you know, not to take anything away from them, but they're not transparent. So you don't really know where the money's going and where all that. So I'm more apt to volunteer, right, rather than give money, because I think that that adds more value. But in this case, where you can actually see where all of the money's going, it's fantastic. So kudos to everyone on your team. Kudos to New Life Mission and the all the work that you're doing in the community. We're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Thank you, Stacy Donovan, for being part of our show today. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and worldwide everywhere.
That's right. On 1510, WWBC.com, you can hit that listen live button, get us on any one of your streaming devices. And then, of course, we archive the shows there. And then we share them on all of our social media and our website, SitaMediaInc.com. We have a very important PSA. Announcement to make.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that. I was just thinking how grateful I am that I had my biopsy after a whole 2 months of worrying from an abnormal mammogram, which I never had in my whole life. But then I ended up getting an abnormal one, and I had to go get a biopsy. And I had a lot of people praying for me so that things would work out the way I wanted it, which is non-cancerous. But our friend Stacy would like to talk about her recovery and make a pitch for why people should get their mammograms. So go ahead.
Yeah, so anybody who's hearing me right now is a busy mom of three girls and kept putting that mammogram off until that one day that I just didn't put it off anymore. And I was almost 50 when they found the lump. And at the time, both my mom and dad were battling cancer of their own. And my aunt had passed away from breast cancer when she was my age. And it totally rocked my world, totally unexpected. So this is a friendly reminder. Girls, you've got to get yourself checked. The next 2 years, I had cancer during COVID. And thankfully, I am 2 months out from being 5 years in remission.
Congratulations.
Thank you for saying that. And you know, I'm sure that people who are listening, if you have a woman in your family, a niece, a aunt, a grandma, a mom, get yourself checked. Because yeah, self-check. I missed one year of my mammogram, and that's when they found mine was abnormal. And thank God it worked out right. But now I think we have a good friend, Amy Lund, is on the phone. And Amy is the CFO of Champion Home Health, who's a CEO. She's CEO and CFO. She does it
all. She's everything.
She's like the boss. She started everything. The thing, you know, right. from her home, right. In her garage, I suppose, like Jeff Bezos. So, Amy, thank you for taking the time to call in. Thank you so much for being a believer of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. So you were one of our first guests and also one of our first sponsors. And I can't say enough about the wonderful work you're doing with home health here in Brevard. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and Champion Home Health.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. Champion Home Health is a private duty nurse registry, which means we can provide hands-on in-home care to disabled individuals or elderly individuals in Brevard County. We have been around for 13 years now and have grown into all different, you know, other companies and different things that we're doing. One of the main things that we do is help our veterans here in the county that we serve, the ones, you know, that need a little extra help with their day-to-day care. So normally that involves cooking, cleaning, bathing, and dressing. We also do skilled nursing. A lot of those individuals that we take care of are homebound and cannot leave their bed and are bedbound. And we provide that nursing care bedside so that they can stay home with their loved ones and their families.
Yeah. Amy, are you seeing a lot of people that want to age in place?
Yes. And aging in place, I think, means different things to different people, you know, so that's what we try to do at Champion is individualize every case and patient that we have so that it would meet their needs and their family's needs to help keep them at home.
Yeah, it's almost as though once you hit that mark of 60 years of age, a lot of people start saying, you know, you took all this time to gather all this stuff in your life. And by 60, you're saying, okay, I don't need this. I don't need this. But I need to start my long-term care planning. So what advice would you give people? Because a lot of people at this point, they're thinking, well, I'm going to have to put grab bars in the bathroom. I'm going to have to make sure I have a well-lit staircase. In our case, we put an elevator in a home because we wanted to age in place and go up and down if we have a caregiver. But a lot of people mm-hmm. need advice that it's not now life is taking every decade brings something new. And I think in the decade of 60 and 70, you're thinking about, am I going to be able to stay in my home with caregivers from people from Champion Home Healthcare? Or how can mm-hmm. I stay in my home? What advice would you give to folks who are that age on thinking about these kind of things?
I would start today. That's what I would do. And with that being said, you just never know when an accident could happen or someone could fall or someone, you know, may have a condition that has exacerbated and are no longer to manage it and they need to move quickly. And unfortunately, with a lot of people that we see, they haven't taken the right steps and they do think they're going to be okay forever. And it takes, you know, months and months for all of these things to sometimes line up. You know, we always say, are the stars going to align? Because, you know, it's not only to looking at your home from a safety perspective, but also, you know, financially, what would, you know, what are your plans for your loved ones? Who is going to take care of them if something were to happen to you? So I would suggest, you know, looking into, you know, planning for your estate, looking at, do I want a do not resuscitate order? Do I have a living will if something were to happen to me? How much is the care really going to cost, you know, when I am, if I'm a 60, maybe 10 years or 20 years down the road? So seeking help from a financial planner or advisor on some advice so that they can do those projections to better prepare their health.
You'll, or even make sure you're paying your premiums for long-term care insurance. Because so many times, because you get billed like every 3 months or whatever, a lot of people miss those payments.
Yep.
And when the time comes for your home health care or nursing home or an ALF, they're like, oh, well, you didn't pay it for X amount of years.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not a good place to be in. And for those people lucky enough that to have planned for that long-term care, since, you know, that's not an option for people anymore, definitely pay those premiums. Another avenue is that Medicaid planning, getting approved for Medicaid. And you might say, oh, you know, I make too much money or I'm not sure, but definitely seeking that advice from that elder law attorney on what those steps might look like, because there are more options out there than people do realize for that.
Right. And it comes down to education, right? Because a lot of people would say, oh, I won't qualify for Medicaid. But then you sit down with an elder care attorney, and by the time you get done telling them, well, I did serve in the Army or I did serve in the Air Force mm-hmm. or whatever, they find out, wait a minute, I still have some VA benefits too.
Exactly.
So it does come down to education. But Amy, I noticed the individuals who are working with you all, you have a talent for spotting very compassionate, dedicated people to work with Champion Home Health. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that experience of choosing the folks that you have on board.
Well, we like to onboard people that have prior experience in the best case scenario. However, we do work with new graduates as well. But the best that we can prepare them, you know, for the field, we do check their references. We also, you know, do drug testing. We put them through, you know, extensive questionnaire to make sure that they are able to handle the care for the specific patient that they would be helping.
Yeah. And you offer private duty nursing care, personal care, mm-hmm. home health services for adults and children. And what I like about it is that the needs are tailored for each person because each situation is unique. Am I correct?
That is correct. Every single person that we onboard, we really spend a lot of time, you know, doing that nursing assessment with them to ensure that all bases have been checked from the safety of the home. You know, it's a head-to-toe assessment. And, you know, maybe they need other services as well that Champion does not provide. Like maybe they need physical therapy or something like that. Or maybe they could be a candidate for hospice. And could benefit from, you know, the medical supplies involved with that. So we're really looking at it from all angles.
Yeah, and that's where expertise comes in, you know. But, you know, in today's world, most home care agencies, they're using electronic charts to document the care. How important is it for that care, for that patient, that client, to have a paper chart in the home or accessible to the persons who are in charge of this care, the care team? Because, you know, oftentimes people want to know at home, what are they doing for someone? do you have like a paper chart in the houses so the loved ones could look it up, or is everything online?
We have both options. So whatever the family would prefer. We can also, you know, something as simple as putting a plan together that, of the daily routine that the family and the patient would expect, so that our caregiver can follow it and make sure that they're getting everything that they need and having their medication reminders when needed and eating at the times they need and making sure they're eating the right foods, all of those different things.
So Amy, tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about some of the services that you offer at Champion Home Care. And are you looking for more staff? And if so, tell us, you know, what are you looking for? I know you do hire therapists and nurses, aid nurses. What else?
Just aides, nurses. We get specific requests from patients. Like, we are looking for right now two male caregivers that can do overnight shifts. One of the things that we do when we are meeting with our patients for the first time is, you know, how do you picture this caregiver? What type of person are you thinking it's going to be? Are you thinking they're going to be older, younger? Do you want them, you know, to take your loved one out and about in the community and do certain events? Or maybe it's taking them fishing or go to lunch and have a conversation. So sometimes we often refer to it as like a dating service. You know, it's kind of like, what are you looking for? And then we ask the caregivers the same thing, because we need them to be just as happy and fit them with the patient so that they can provide the best quality care.
Well, Danny here, Fishers, who runs our board, we'll have to tell him that maybe there's a client that wants a fish. Well, you know, I think the home health agencies have evolved too, because it used to be where someone come in, take care of, you know, wash, dress, groom. But you're right. Nowadays, it's a little more than that. It's a little more extensive that I've seen caregivers take people out to lunch. I've seen them, attend a family function and be there at the side. We had one person that wanted to attend a wedding, and her family hired a CNA for 8 hours just to go with this person to the wedding. So you're seeing a lot of requests for people to have a CNA or a nurse with them at events as well, I would imagine.
Oh, yes, all the time. One of the other things we offer too is respite care, which is relief for the primary caregiver, so that they want to take a vacation, you know, or, you know, get out for dinner with their girlfriends, you know, instead of being the caregiver around the clock. We see all different kinds of things for events and in the community.
Yes. And are the caregivers, are they covered by workman's compensation if they get injured on the job?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Everyone has workers' compensation.
Right. And we already talked about the criminal background checks, because, you know, I meet so many people. As you know, I've been a long-term care nurse for so long. And a lot of people mm-hmm. would say, well, I'm afraid to have somebody come into my home because I'm afraid they'll walk away with my stuff. You know, and
right.
I try to assure them that, you know, not everyone is coming there to steal your knickknacks that you picked up from Colombia on a vacation. But people mm-hmm. have this, you know, they're scared of people coming into their home. So you do background checks and check everyone.
Oh, yeah. We do a level 2 background check. We do a local background check, a county background check. We do a national sex offender check. We do a SAM.gov check. So we're definitely, you know, an extensive background check all the way around, you know, because we would never want to put someone with that kind of history in the home.
Yeah. And give us your website now. So in case someone is listening to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends and they want to check out Champion Home Health Care, they can go and check it out.
Yes, it's www.championbrevard.com.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the care plan. So when you admit admit somebody into, you know, CNA or nurse to take care of an admission, I don't know if you call it an admission or a client, I would assume you have a registered nurse that goes in and checks the patient, and then you get the right nurse's aide for the job. Do you then have a care plan for this person as to the goals and approaches for this person?
Yes, we have a care plan. It is very extensive, you know, that is what is required. And, you know, like I said, they're looking at at the patient. We provide patient-centered care, you know, meaning, you know, the holistic part. So mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, safety-wise in their home, you know, is there any abuse? You know, what else can we do, or who else can we refer to help keep this patient in the home, since we are hired, you know, by the centers of Medicaid and Medicare to keep people out of the hospital and emergency room. You know, so we try to really look at all the different factors to making sure that our patients are happy and safe.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people are not educated enough on why nursing homes, ALFs, nursing agencies such as Champion Home Care, why we work as a team to keep people out of the hospital, that really and truly we can help. For example, simple things like, you know, making sure the stairway is well lit, making sure you have a guardrail so you could hold onto that handrail in your bathroom, making sure you drink a lot of fluids and that you have, you know, a bathroom close by. So many things we can do for loved ones to prevent infections, to prevent falls. Do you all do a lot of education on that as well?
Yes, and it starts from actually the first communication that we have. We'd have a profile sheet per se that we fill out on every single person, or their family helps, you know, fill that out over the phone before we even enter the home. One of the things that we're looking for is safety of the caregiver as well.
And I know that a lot of people ask if the home care providers are accredited, and you are, correct?
We are not accredited as a nurse registry.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have an accreditation per se for our licensure type.
Okay. I guess in Brevard, we don't need that.
Well, just for the state of Florida, ACA does not require that for the nurse registry type. You know, if you're billing Medicare directly, which we do not, you would need to be accredited. Yes.
I'm so glad. You know what? You always learn something mm-hmm. new on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. You do. That's a good education piece, because people ask that sometimes too. Ellen has a quick question.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice, Amy. It's been a while. But yeah. I know that you have more than locations than just in Brevard. So tell our listeners where else they can get Champion Home Health Services.
They can also get them in Barefoot Bay, down to Vero Beach, Sebastian, Indian River County, Martin County, with down to Stewart, all the way to Palm Beach and Lake Worth, and then over west to Gainesville.
So Amy, do you find as you take people into the program and as you people hire Champion Home Care, do you see that the aging process, we all talk about the quality of care versus the quantity of care. Do you notice mm-hmm. a lot more people looking at life that way now too? Like that it's like the quality, not the, like it's not how long I live, but what I do with the years that I have on planet Earth.
Yes, we definitely get a lot of requests for that from a lot of sons and daughters and nieces and nephews. You know, other family member or knows that our loved one would really like to do X, Y, and Z, you know, before they die, or they want to make sure that no matter what, they stay in their home, you know, so they're really looking for someone to not only just take care of the day-to-day needs, but also advocates for them as well when they're at the doctor or whatever appointments that they might need or help with if their other loved ones are out of town.
And at Champion Home Health, do you offer therapy services as well? So talk a little bit about the therapy and how is that scheduled?
Well, we no longer offer therapy.
You don't? Okay, well, see, we learned something new. I saw that somewhere, and someone did ask me. I was walking at the gym this morning, and someone asked mm-hmm. me if you all offer therapy. Well, I would think it was, I knew it was difficult at one point to get therapists who wanted to work 4 hours or 5 hours a week.
Yes, we had a very successful Medicare agency as well that I sold about 2 years ago. So finding a therapist in Brevard, yes, is challenging. They also are very passionate about what they do, and they want to make sure they're working with the right group.
And clinical supervision is important. So do you have people that go into the homes and supervise the aides when for clinical things?
When it comes to supervision, we rely on, you know, our nurse to communicate with our aides, or the aides, the patient themselves or a family member would call the office. A lot of times is how that would work. And that would stem like a visit or a reassessment or something like that.
Yeah. And we have 3 minutes left. Someone just asked me if you offer any kind of IV therapy. You know how sometimes people leave the hospitals, patients leave with a midline or PICC line or something,
yeah,
and they have an IV antibiotic to be administered. Do you do that as well?
We can do that. Typically, it's offered through that Medicare home health side, that agency side, either directly through Medicare, the VA, or private insurance. But sometimes we do get those requests for Medicaid patients that we take care of.
Yeah. And, you know, there are a lot of people that say, oh, I need someone to take care of my loved one at home. And they would they want to hire somebody privately instead of going through an agency. Tell us a little bit about how important it is to go through an agency such as yours versus someone just hiring someone off the, you know, like off the street, so to speak.
Right. They wouldn't have the capabilities or access to do all the different, you know, background checks that we do, especially through the state of Florida, and, you know, making sure that they do have that workers comp, you know, because anyone can order insurance and cancel it the next day. So we make sure that, you know, they are 1,000,000% covered with that. And just managing the day-to-day can be a really big headache, you know, for someone or a loved one.
Yeah, so they might save money in the long run, but they're putting themselves at risk.
There's a lot of moving pieces, you know. And caregivers are people, you know, they get sick. You know, their kids get sick. So sometimes they can't come. And that doesn't work if you don't have a backup for somebody that is totally homebound, you know.
Yeah.
Or so, with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. We could do a whole program on Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people, when they're ill at home, they need so many services, right? And this is where people need to be educated on Medicare. Quickly, can you tell our listeners on Viewpoint with CDA and Friends, like if you need a specialized bed, or you need a mechanical lift, or you need oxygen, you need a wheelchair, you need a walker, if you could just tell our listeners a little bit how important it is to know what the moving parts of Medicare, part A, B, C, D, E, whatever.
Yes, it is difficult to manage and knowing who to call for what. But for medical equipment, some of the equipment does require a prescription from the doctor, where others need to be bought out of pocket. And like if somebody needs a mobilized wheelchair, where their Medicare is only going to pay for one in 3 years per se, as opposed to, oh, I want a new one every year, you know, that would have to come out of pocket. But it is based off of medical necessity, and that is how they look at it, as paying for it from Medicare.
Yeah. And not all nursing agencies offer around-the-clock care, but Champion Home Care, do you offer around-the-clock care, 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7, or every 12 hours?
Yes, typically it's every 12 hours, but sometimes the shifts are different depending on the caregiver availability or needs or wants of the patient.
Well, Amy Lund from Champion Home Care, we love you. You've always been so great to us on Viewpoint with CDA and Friends. I'll give you the last 30 seconds. Elevator speech, why someone who's looking for a caregiver for a loved one should use Champion Home Health. Take it away, 30 seconds.
Champion is very involved with our patients and their family members and making sure that they stay home with our loved ones with all of their stuff. And we try to do our best to make them happy and comfortable for the as long as, you know, they can live. And a lot of it has to do with the internal staff, and my staff has worked with me for 4 to 10 years. I have my current staff, and that has a lot to do with how the external field staff is going to do when involving with the patient's care. There's a lot of logistics that are involved, and not only that, but they're all great listeners and very compassionate and understanding. And if we can't help you, we'll always point you into the direction of someone that can.
Well, we will make sure we share all of this great information, Amy, on our website, as well as all of our stuff. And we will have a download for you available within the next 24 hours. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. It means the world to